Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. It is Memorial Day weekend. Holiday.
Beautiful day outside.
Yeah, the only one of the weekend, from what I understand. It's Saturday, and it's a holiday weekend, like I said, so it means we have off on Monday. We could have done this Monday, but
I have way too much shit to do.
All kinds of yard work?
Yes.
So being off of work doesn't mean you're off of work.
Exactly.
A lot going on today. Well, not really a lot. This is, you know, you're right now we're the like bi-weekly, you know.
Part of the season.
Yeah, so our excursion into broadcast excellence doesn't happen weekly yet, but we're going anyway, and this week we have Question of the Week coming up, News and Notes.
And my favorite, Fantasy Girl of the Week.
Fantasy Girl of the Week and our top 10.
Do you have another surprise for me with the fan?
No, sorry.
How did...
Tina?
Yeah, did you talk to her?
I haven't seen her since we made the recording. But so we have Fantasy Girl of the Week, but you'll like her this week.
Okay.
And then we have our top 10 fantasy running back...
All-time list.
Well, yeah, this is, what is this called? Like the fantasy running back performances of all time.
Right, right.
Our top 10. So, Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. Check out the website, mycffl.com. Mycffl.com. Everything we talk about will be there. Actually, it's there right now. If you're listening to this, it is actually updated right now. If you want to send us some emails, we'd love those. cffpodcast@hotmail.com, or you can get Dan at
strap1971@yahoo.com.
We should probably start off with our question of the week, since we need to shame some people into actually answering the question.
Okay.
We only had 4 responses last week.
Oh.
And with the plethora of listeners, you would think they would actually just go to our website, mycffl.com. And answer the question. It's right at the bottom of the front page.
It's so easy.
You don't have to go that far to look. And you're going there to look at the Fantasy Girl of the Week anyway.
Of course.
So why not just answer the question? Last week it was, which running back do you think is probably out of a job this year? Right? There were, like I said, 4 answers and it was a tie. 2 for Matt Forte. 2 for... Who's the other guy? Mark Ingram.
And I know I was one of the Mark Ingram ones.
So there you go. This week, which top-tier tight end would you rather have on your team? The question of the week. Number 1, Rob Gronkowski, New England. Missed much of 2016 with injuries. He had back surgery in December, and he just restructured his contract, which would make him the highest paid tight end in the NFL, should he be able to achieve certain statistical milestones this season. Right now, he is listed as number 18 average draft position in your fantasy leagues. Number 2, Jordan Reed, Washington.
Ooh, boy.
Although his talents have never really been questioned, he has suffered concussions and other nagging injuries over his career. He only played in 12 games last season, and he finished last season 9th amongst tight ends in fantasy scoring. He's listed as number 41 in the average draft position rankings. And finally, Travis Kelce, Kansas City. Clear leader at tight end last season, he is also a TV star after the Catching Kelce dating program on television. He just went through shoulder surgery. I always do that wrong. I always say shoulder surgery. Shoulder surgery early in the offseason, and he is currently listed as number 32 average draft position on your fantasy boards.
Is that probably why Andrew from Canada is trying to get rid of Travis Kelce?
Because he's only number 32? Yeah, yeah. Speaking of, do we want to go into that?
No.
He made me a trade offer, and I sent him a trade offer in response.
I did too, yeah.
I gave him what he was looking for draft pick-wise, but I want Amari Cooper from him.
I want Amari
Did you also?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Andrew, I think you want to start over. So I think that's...
Amari Cooper's getting old and his injury problem.
Yeah, what?
You don't want him in a dynasty league.
This is like his, what, eighth, ninth, tenth season?
Because, you know, I've always been a big Gronkowski fan. The Gronk.
The Gronkster. But, well, you're a tight end fan, period.
I like my tight ends in more ways than one. You know what I'm saying.
And quite honestly, it's worked for you in the past.
Not as often as I like, and not with the results I would like.
Well, no, I'm saying... I should have more championships. I'm saying not as many championships as you would like, but for some reason, when I thought you were dead to left, you know.
You're going to be in last place.
Somehow your tight ends...
Save my butt.
Save you.
Save my tight end.
Yes, exactly.
But here we go with the news. I should probably leave this article for our gambling segment, but since I wasn't able to get any more things for our gambling segment, we're going to use it as our first story. It might be time for a bet update.
Ooh.
On our rainbow bets.
Okay.
Now, we have a bet that says by the year 2019, the season of 2019, the LA Rams will be playing in front of virtually no fans in Los Angeles. Well, here's the update. It looks like the new stadium that the NFL hopes is going to draw fans to football games in Los Angeles will be delayed until 2020.
Ooh.
It seems as though the laid-back government subsidy-addled city of Los Angeles is unable to build while there are a few raindrops falling on their heads. So much so that it will take an extra year to complete this stadium. I am going to win this bet, you know.
Well, yeah, because they're in a crappy stadium right now.
They're in a shithole.
Right.
The LA Coliseum, which means winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I'll give it to you.
Steelers have cut loose Ladarius Green after signing him to a $20 million deal last season. You interested in trading for Jesse James? I have one available.
I'll trade you Ladarius Green straight up.
No. Jesse James is now being touted as the number one tight end in Pittsburgh, just as I reported he would be last year. You want him?
No, I could see Pittsburgh going after like a Gary Barnage.
Oh,
he's still out there.
But why do you need a Gary Barnage when you have a Jesse James?
Exactly.
Jesse James is going to be a monster.
This is, remember now, we're not talking about the hot chick Jesse James.
No, the little short country girl.
Yeah.
And speaking of injured players like Ladarius Green, Kevin White looks healthy.
Oh.
According to head coach John Fox of the Bears. I don't know exactly what that means considering...
Well, he always looks healthy before training camp starts, and then
and the injuries he's had are going to rob him of speed, right? Got to.
Oh, yeah.
The speed that made him a high draft pick last year. I mean, we're talking, in fact, I think I have this story in here twice.
We are in agreement. We should have a bet that, or not a bet, this is something.
It's a little thing.
Yeah. A dare, I guess, would maybe be the word. If Chicago loses or beats the Packers
once,
you and I should have to do something.
Ooh.
And Lord forbid they beat them twice, we should have to do something way worse.
This is Kevin White's third year in the league. And has he even played any games?
No.
He played a couple last year, didn't he?
Maybe, yeah. But
I mean, he was on the field.
Yeah, he hasn't done.
I am willing to say he's not going to be a productive player at all. I mean, this is what the reports are saying of him right now. He's been spending the last few months working to align his stride after the stress fracture in his left tibia and spiral fracture in his left fibula and severe ankle ligament damage. Now, I'm not a doctor. We need our medical guest host.
Yes, where is she right now?
They went looking for plants.
That's right.
But this does not sound like a guy who's going to be able to produce much for any of anything for the team. Am I wrong?
No, but he's going to be a rich man, though.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he will be. So you're not interested in Kevin White?
I'm pretty sure I don't want anybody from Chicago.
Eddie Lacy, interested in him?
No.
He's earned a quick $55,000 this past couple weeks as he met the first of his off-season weight goals with the Seattle Seahawks. Lacy weighed in at 253 pounds, 2 pounds below the goal weight set for him by the team. He still has a little ways to go, as the Seahawks would really like to see him playing at a weight of 245 pounds.
How do you... Are you an Eddie Lacy?
I love Eddie Lacy.
Like...
Would I draft him?
I don't even know what draft pick you have.
In which league?
Probably not. I would say not the Dynasty League because...
Somebody's going to keep him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would I draft him if I had a first-round pick? Maybe not a first. I would take him in a second. Which would be, you know, with our keepers.
Okay, so now let's change the subject, or let's change it to start over league. Where do you think Eddie Lacy gets drafted?
Second round.
Really?
Yeah.
In a 12-team league?
12-team league, yeah, second round. On the way back up, because... God forbid we do a draft without a serpentine thing.
Wow. So you're saying
17, 18?
Wow, that seems high. I would predict that he...
Well, you got to figure there's going to be 12 or 13 running backs gone already.
Yeah, I'm predicting if a start over league, he is a fourth round pick.
Really?
A high fourth.
We should look into this.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
With all the good coming out of Seahawks camp surrounding Eddie Lacy, this story is bound to be the downfall of the team should it actually happen. It looks like the Seahawks are interested in signing Colin Kaepernick.
Why?
Scuttlebutt around the locker room is that the players are getting fed up with Russell Wilson and some of the more outspoken, spoiled players, yeah, that's you, Michael Bennett.
Richard Sherman.
Are becoming quite vocal about bringing in Kaepernick. That would mean, if they sign Kaepernick, the quarterback depth chart would consist of an egomaniac, a drunk guy, and a guy who thinks he knows things about race relations in the United States. Is that a team you want?
But I don't know. Can you seriously see Kaepernick playing for the Seahawks?
No. I think he just wants to go there.
I mean, I hate Russell Wilson.
To get a championship, because yeah, that's the only team that would take him that actually has a chance.
Right. But you know me, I hate might be a strong word. I dislike Russell Wilson.
You're not a fan.
I'm not a fan. But... as much as I dislike the guy, he's fantasy football wise, he's at minimum a top 10 quarterback.
But I think the reason they would do this is because last year they needed to sit Russell Wilson for a few weeks. They really needed to, but they couldn't because they didn't have a backup for him.
But how I would see it, in my expert opinion, is... you're going to have guys like Richard Sherman, Michael Bennett, being a Colin Kaepernick fan. And then when Russell needs to have that little break because of
his ankle or his knee or whatever.
I just feel like there's going to be some dissension.
You think so?
I kind of think there's some dissension in the team already.
Oh, somebody was talking about this on the radio that this is something that always happens to, who's the head coach?
Carroll?
Pete Carroll's teams. When he was with USC, towards the end, he was becoming Mr. Player Coach.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
There were agents all over the place. Everybody was having fun, and no one was disciplined, and no one was...
Right, because he lets everybody do whatever they want.
Right. Yeah, as long as just play the game, and you know, I'm your buddy. And I agree with you. I think this team's going to fall apart, and I think it's going to be this year. I think they're done. Well, not done. They're going to
win their games because they have so much talent,
and they play in the West,
right? But all I mean, from what I've heard, some of the stories I've heard, Richard Sherman is still pissing and moaning about the interception.
There's a fourth and one.
Yeah, it's
in goal at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's like, dude.
Which is why they don't like Russell Wilson. They think that they went with that play
just to appease him.
Yes. In fact, they're saying that's why Marshall Lynch quit. That's why he retired, air quotes, was because he was all had his grunts in a bundle because of that play from the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Like I said, I'm not a big Russell Wilson fan, but obviously hindsight 2020. But if that play would have worked, obviously,
everybody'd be happy, and they'd have three Super Bowls by
right.
Now. Tom Brady, speaking of three Super Bowls, spokesperson and wife Gisele Bündchen.
Four.
Well.
Five.
Yeah, but I'm talking ones that he actually earned, not ones that were handed to him.
Oh, okay.
Tom Brady's spokesperson and wife Gisele Bündchen has come out and admitted that Tommy the Cheater was suffering from a concussion during the season last year and that he has had numerous concussions that have gone unreported. I have a couple questions.
Okay.
One. If this is true, should there be any repercussions on the team for not disclosing injuries, especially concussions?
Dave.
I'm just asking. This should be any team.
So, I know I could point out, how did Aaron Rodgers get to play a following game after he...
Because he's clearly, amazing.
Clearly
he cleared the concussion protocol.
No, he lied through it. Because
stop. Okay. He's not Tom Brady. He doesn't lie. He doesn't cheat. He's an upstanding person. Right?
Yes.
Number two.
Okay.
Is this just Gisele trying to get her husband to retire, seeing as how this news from her came out after Brady made the comment about wanting to play until he's 45? Do you think that could have anything to do with it?
I suppose it could, but that seems like a stretch.
So, do you believe that he actually had concussions?
Here, you want to get you want to get some feedback? Gisele, just get back in the kitchen where... No, I'm kidding.
Stop. She shouldn't be standing behind the stove just jiggling some eggs in a frying pan.
That's right.
We don't mean that. That's sarcasm.
No, and that's what Jared says in the beginning.
Yes, he does.
We can be very sarcastic. No. I think Tom just wants her to...
Shut up. Yeah, because... Yeah, she doesn't know anything about football. She's Brazilian. So the only football they know are shiny, short little fast guys running around, kicking a ball with their foot, and crying every time another player looks at him cross-eyed, grabbing their knee. My knee hurts.
Yeah, but they have really hot models.
They do, which I'm not complaining about.
That's
my favorite part about Brazil.
It's about the only thing.
And their steakhouses.
Good point.
The guys walking around.
Yeah, with like a whole tray of...
Exactly. Oh. That's like my favorite thing about Australia, Outback Steakhouse.
It's almost like when they come to your table to shake a little pepper on, they come around your table with a tray of food and say, hey, you want
more?
Yeah, I'll take a little bit more. Come on, one more.
LeGarrette Blount has signed a one-year, $2.8 million deal with the Philadelphia Eagles. This makes the Eagles' backfield, Darren Sproles, Wendell Smallwood, Danelle Pumphrey, who's a rookie, and now LeGarrette Blount. Maybe a Kenyon Barner.
Maybe.
Don't know. I think he might be gone. And Ryan Matthews is still there. However, news is he's going to be released soon, and which means there still isn't room for all these backs. Which one's going to be gone?
Boy, I almost, you know, obviously besides Ryan Matthews.
And let's say Kenyon Barner is gone. That still leaves four other guys.
Wow. It can't be Darren Sproles. He's
the man.
He just is like a little Mighty Mouse where he just doesn't stop.
Right.
Give me the other guy. Not
Wendell Smallwood, Danelle Pumphrey, rookie, and Blount.
Well, then I mean, if you're going off those choices, it's got to be Smallwood unless Pumphrey
Doesn't show anything.
Right.
All right. I agree with you. Ryan Fitzpatrick has signed a contract with Tampa Bay. He is going to be their heir apparent to Crab Legs Winston. The Bucs were in desperate need of a backup after they lost Mike Glennon to the Chicago Bears in free agency. You like that move? The beard in Tampa?
Well, no, he's strictly a backup. I mean, he's just hanging on for the money now, don't you think?
I would think so.
Last year he didn't want to even play.
Well, he wanted to. They didn't want him.
He wanted the money.
Yeah.
I just feel like he's collecting a paycheck right now. Because Winston's not going anywhere. I mean, let's go back to the Rainbow update.
I'm going to win that one, too.
What's going to happen to Winston? This is the year
he's got a couple of years left.
Is he going to, like...
He's got to be out of the league.
Is he going to steal more crab legs?
Probably another alleged rape. Who knows?
Okay.
Something's going to happen. The NFL has decided, speaking of criminals, not to punish Darrelle Revis for his role in the attack from last February, where he was originally charged with 4 felonies and a misdemeanor after 2 victims were knocked unconscious following a physical and verbal confrontation with Revis and another man. In a related story, the NFL is still lamenting why their players just won't abide by the laws and rules in the player conduct policy. Think these two go together? No punishment for doing stuff, and then why won't these guys follow the rules?
Yeah.
Okay, you're not going
to... No, I'm just looking at my dog, and he's...
Reports out of the soccer stadium that is the temporary home of the Los Angeles Chargers state that wide receiver Keenan Allen is running routes at full speed in practice. You excited about that?
I am, because I'm a huge Keenan Allen fan.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a bust this year.
Did you read that somewhere online?
I might have.
I think I read that somewhere, too, but I don't believe it. He'll probably get hurt again, but I am still a Keenan Allen fan.
And in a little Olympics-type comparison, Winter Olympics,
okay,
the Kansas City Chiefs beat writers are getting a little over the tips of their skis in their reporting that Kareem Hunt, rookie running back for the Chiefs, is going to be the leading rusher and leading receiver among the running backs this year.
Wow.
Yeah, a little overzealous, you think?
I think that might be a little bit.
The NFL has bowed down to the media and relaxed the celebration rules for touchdowns during NFL games. I believe this is going to end up backfiring on the NFL.
Yes.
And it will soon be changed back to the way it was. The way we were.
The touchdown celebrations are going to be so orchestrated. Yes. Over-orchestrated. I mean, I think... There's guys out there now making their...
Yeah, overdoing it.
Well, they're thinking now they're scripting their touchdowns. Well,
Pittsburgh's saying they're going to involve the offensive line. Like, dude, it's always been a joke that people call this a no-fun league, in my opinion.
Right.
Celebrations have been happening even though everyone claims they're not allowed. You can go through the league and list a name, and then without even thinking, you can come up with that player's signature celebration.
Right, yeah.
I mean, you have Odell Beckham doing the Thriller. You have Victor Cruz doing his salsa. Cam Newton's doing the dab. Aaron Rodgers
the Superman thing.
Oh, yeah, Superman yelling thing. Yeah, you're right. That's another one. Aaron Rodgers got that discount double check and that Super Mario jump. And
thank God he doesn't do that anymore.
Gronk's got his monster spike. Zeke Elliott feeds himself every time he runs past the line of scrimmage. Cam Newton does a 15-minute dance every time he has a play that isn't a loss on the field. You got defensive players celebrating after every sack and big-time hit. I mean, the Packers even have their little signature Lambeau leap.
Right.
How do you tell me that there isn't any celebration or... And when you really think about it, I believe you could come up with a reason why every one of those celebrations is against the rules that existed beforehand.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, because there's probably... most of it's, wouldn't you say, taunting of the other...
Unsportsmanlike conduct. Right,
yeah. I mean,
the defensive players, every time they make a big hit... I mean, you want to make stuff safer, you stop with those huge hits. Oh.
And this goes back to the Terrell Owens standing on the star in Dallas. and then George Teague trying to stuff like this is going to
happen. Terrell Owens did the same thing, didn't he? Oh, it was Terrell Owens. What did I say? I don't know. I thought you just said some player.
I thought it was Terrell.
George Teague was the one that went and teed off of him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for him.
But I'm just saying, this is what's going to happen, though.
Same thing I think. Somebody's going to get offended with one of these 45-minute dance celebrations.
Let's look at Michael Bennett, probably, who Seattle's probably going to deck somebody.
And Richard Sherman, when he gets beat for a touchdown.
What about the dude from Cincinnati?
Pac-Man Jones.
Him or the linebacker, I'm thinking.
Vontaze Burfict?
Yeah. He's not going to.
They're not going to go for that. No. Although they're the biggest celebrators every time they tackle someone.
I'm just saying that when you're, there's going to be a lot of fights going on, I think, which is going to really defeat the purpose of.
Well, and this is supposed to be a team sport.
Right.
This is going to backfire and it's going to cause a big brawl on the field and shit's going to go down.
Well, and I don't want to sound like
old man Grandpa Dan
saying get off my lawn. I'm cool with some of the celebrations that are out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm okay with, I know you're not a big fan of Cam and his Superman thing or the dabbing or whatever, but I don't think that's pretty harmless.
You have a rule about throwing the ball into the stands, and he goes and puts the ball in the stands every time there's a touchdown. That I have a problem with. Yeah. You know, he can do his stupid little Superman stupid thing and his little dancing. Did you see the video of him at the OTAs? Everybody else is practicing. Here's Cam Newton behind the line of scrimmage. He's just dancing like there's some kind of rap song on, and he's still at his birthday party or whatever it was.
And granted, this will never happen.
You're not addressing.
No, I'm just saying, this is never going to happen. But I guarantee you, if you were in the stands of a Carolina Packer game,
yeah,
if Cam Newton threw a ball towards you and I, you're telling me you're not going to put your hands up to try to catch it?
Yeah, but he won't do it to me or you.
Well,
he's going to do it to a kid that's in a Carolina jersey. He's going to give the ball.
You're going to be like all the other giddy little people out in the stands that if
he happened to just throw the ball in the stands and I caught one,
yeah,
what would I do with it?
You would keep it. You would
throw it back like you do in Chicago.
No. Oh, you hate Chicago.
I do hate Chicago.
Come on.
And I don't hate anything.
Exactly.
And coming back off our little Rob Gronkowski discussion we were having before, he's restructured his contract to a point where he can be the top paid tight end in 2017 if he meets certain goals throughout the season. I, for one, a Gronk fan, am not happy about this kind of a deal. It's an incentive-laced deal. It's the incentive-laced deals like this that cause players to possibly lie about injuries that may happen during the season because they need to make certain goals in order to get a little extra money. So it's like, oh, yeah, my shoulder hurts, but you know, if I get 5 more catches, here's an extra $55,000.
But do you really care? Give two shits if Rob Gronkowski is out of the league this year? I mean, if he hurts himself so bad because he lied about it.
If he's still on my team, yes, I do.
Okay, but let's just state the facts. You really don't. I mean, if you're a Patriots fan, all you care about is the Patriots going to the Super Bowl.
Yes,
you didn't give two shits at Rob Gronkowski wasn't on the team last year.
I did.
Well, besides the fact that you're a fantasy owner of him.
Yes. And he screwed up my trade value for him.
Well, I know.
But got him on my team when I could have traded him.
I'm just saying, I don't know who out there said this, but as fans, do you really care something really? I mean, do you still think about Nick Collins of the Packers? Do you think about Jermichael Finley of the Packers?
I do. I actually do. I send Jermichael and Nick Collins cards every season as a reminder that, hey, I miss you guys.
What about Joel Theismann? Do you send him?
Or no,
you
don't really care? I can't stand Joel Theismann. Speaking of people I can't stand, Odell Beckham has missed the first day of the Giants OTAs. In fact, he missed every day of the Giant OTAs. And he didn't miss the first day because of an injury or because of a family situation.
No, he was hanging out with...
Do you know why he missed first day?
Wasn't he hanging out with Johnny?
Johnny Football.
Johnny Football. Hey.
Now, you already have problems with the fact that you're a me player who doesn't really give a damn about the team, why would you hang out with Johnny Manziel?
I have no idea. I mean, I wanted to try to, but I don't have to defend him anymore because I traded him. So.
You trade him, so he's not really.
So your, now I don't
he's
care.
Not
about,
your guy to watch.
He's the biggest douchebag out there. I mean, I don't care anymore.
I was reading through a couple news articles, and I found what I thought was an interesting article about LSU running back Leonard Fournette being arrested for gambling with fake ID, only to read into the article closer and find out that it was actually Leonard with L-E-O, Leonard.
Oh, okay.
His Fournette's brother, Leonard, with L-E, Leonard, who is also a running back at LSU who was caught with a fake ID. Question. Is the mother of the Fournette boys so uncreative that she couldn't think of a second name for the kids? Instead just thought, I'll just change the way I spell the name?
Well, maybe she was hoping one of them would stick, you know, wouldn't actually do...
I need a stud named Leonard.
That's right.
To be a running back in the NFL, and one of these two have a 50-50 chance. Finally, in Something Isn't Right with This Story category,
uh-oh,
Antonio Cromartie is about to become a father.
For the...
14th time.
Oh, my God.
Now, you might be asking, what is so weird about this story, Dave? Well,
14 kids, maybe.
Do you remember last year when we had a story about a football player who had a pregnant wife after the player had a vasectomy?
Oh, yes.
Well, that player was, if you remember, Antonio Cromartie.
Oh, that's right. And he's...
Yes, his wife is pregnant again after Cromartie's vasectomy. This is his 14th child and 6th with his current wife.
Well, at least he's with his current wife.
For 6 out of 14.
Right, exactly. But yeah, wouldn't you maybe, I mean, you got the money. Maybe you'd go to the doctor and say, hey, can
you... Check this out. You know, this is the second kid.
Yeah.
Let's do a little DNA test on these kids.
Ooh, are you going on a theory of...
Well, that's what our theory was the first time we talked about this.
Oh, that's right,
this,
it
remember?
Was. Yep, I do remember that.
Miss Cromartie's playing around was our thought.
That's right, now I remember that. Yeah.
And, you know, it's only fair. I mean, he apparently was doing that... it's 14 minus 6.
8?
8 other times?
Wow.
That's it for the news, unless you have something else.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Want to do our top 10 running
Let's
backs?
Let's do top 10 running
All right,
backs.
Here we go.
All right.
Now, I actually, this was tough for me.
Ooh. Because there's no Packer. You couldn't vote for Aaron Rodgers?
Well, yeah, he's not a running back.
Well,
he's
I know,
not
but
like Cam Newton.
But he might, you know, he probably had a good running season one time that you might have.
Let's just say that there were a couple things, a couple guys I had to keep off the list.
Just because he can't stand them.
No. But I would have thought Barry Sanders would have had a good year. And he actually did in 97, but very few touchdowns, which
right.
was Barry Sanders' downfall, which I learned one of the times when I was in a touchdown-only league, which I will never be in again because it's stupidest fantasy football league to be in. I had a Barry Sanders, and I was wondering why no one drafted him. Well, now I know.
Well, but it wasn't Barry's fault.
Well, no, unless it was a 40 or 50 or 30-yard run for a touchdown.
It was that goon, Wayne Fonts, who decided that they weren't even going to put Barry in. Arguably one of the top five running backs of all time. They wouldn't put him in on a goal line play.
My other guy that I kept out, Amon Green from 2003.
See, he
didn't
made,
make the top 10.
He got my 10 spot.
Did he?
Yeah.
All right, well, my number 10, DeMarco Murray, Dallas, 2014. One good thing that resulted from Dallas running back running Murray until he was completely used up was him achieving the number 9 position or the number 10 position on my fantasy list. 2014, Murray ran for 1,845 yards, averaging just under 4.8 yards a carry and 115 yards per game. He also put up 416 receiving yards. DeMarco Murray, number 10.
No, my number 10, like I said, is Amon, the 2003 season.
Yeah, I wanted to put him in there. I just thought if I put him in there, you'd give me a hard time.
Oh,
for
no,
having...
I mean, come on. It's not like you picked him one. Amon had 1,800 yards rushing,
yes,
close to 400 yards receiving, and 20 touchdowns.
The best season of his career.
You know what I didn't look up on this one was how many fumbles did he have? Or lost fumbles.
And he was working on that.
Oh, yeah.
Number nine for you?
Number nine. I'm going off the board.
Here's a tie.
I'm going 8 and 9. It's the same guy.
Okay.
Eric Dickerson, L.A. Rams.
Oh. I don't think I even have Eric Dickerson on my list.
How can you not? 1983.
Well, I do have Eric Dickerson.
1,800 yards rushing.
Which year?
83.
I have Eric Dickerson of 84.
Ooh. And I have that. That's actually my
other one? Yeah.
83 was 1,800 yards. Oh, that's actually his rookie year was 1,800 yards rushing, 404 yards receiving, which Eric's I'd never been known to be receiving back. 20 total touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't that was his rookie year.
Oh, wait, that is the year I have. I just have to, yeah, because I put down that he outdid that in 84 when he rushed for 2,100.
Right, and that's why I picked 84.
Yeah, okay, 83 is the year I have, or 84, yeah. 84 is the year I have also because of the record one.
Yeah.
My number nine, Arian Foster of Houston from 2010.
Ooh.
Despite playing on a horrible team, Foster had the best season of his career in 2010 when he rushed for 1,600 yards and an average of 5 yards per carry. He also caught 600 yards and scored 18 total touchdowns. It was this performance alone that made Foster a perennial top five running back in fantasy football, even though he never came close to producing this type of performance again.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, well, yeah. He didn't make my list, but that's a good pick.
I think. You had that tie at 8 for 9 and 8 for Eric Dickerson.
Well, 8 and 9, I have Eric Dickerson back-to-back.
Okay, my number 8, Marshall Faulk, St. Louis 2000. He was always considered the most coveted player in fantasy football. His best season by far was 2000 when he rushed for 1,350 yards and almost 900 yards receiving and 26 total touchdowns. Greatest show on turf.
I actually have him at number 2 with that year.
Oh. Faulk is also one of the two running backs, Roger Craig being the other, to record 1,000 yards rushing and receiving in the same season, which is what made his fantasy value so incredible throughout his career.
Yeah, I love Marshall Faulk. I've been a huge Faulk fan. I liked him when he was in Indy.
Number 7?
Number 7. Hold on. Ooh, I went Terrell Davis. 1998, Denver Broncos.
I have him at 6, 1998. Fourth ever player to reach 2,000 yards rushing.
Correct.
As of 98.
And then 23 total touchdowns that season.
I have 56 total touchdowns. Scored 56 touchdowns in the first 4 seasons.
Yeah.
Which remains a mark that no other member of the Hall of Fame has reached.
Yeah.
Meaning he'll probably be there, even though you'll probably have a headache during his speech.
He did... He is going to be a Hall of Famer this year, right? Or he
got in, didn't he?
Well, he'll be at this one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My number 7 was Emmitt Smith of Dallas, 1995, the greatest running back of all time. He continues to hold the record for most rushing yards by a running back, and it isn't even close. His best season was in 95 when he rushed for 1,773, along with 375 yards receiving, and that was, at a time, a record 25 touchdowns.
That's right. I actually have him 5th on my list.
Do you?
Yeah.
Number 6 for you is?
I don't know if you'll have him on your list or not. Love the guy. I know I had him. I'm almost sure I had him this season. Sean Alexander of the Seattle Seahawks.
I think I do have him. I have him at number 4, 2005.
Yep, 2005.
1,880 yards, 28 total touchdowns, and he was the MVP that season.
He was a stud.
Scored multiple touchdowns in 9 games, and he was a victim of the dreaded Madden curse. In the cover of the Madden 2006, and he floundered in 2007 also. His time as an elite running back in fantasy football never returned after 2005. At number 6, I had Terrell Davis, though. So what did you have at 5?
That's what I had him at. The 95.
Oh, you have season. Emmett?
Yep.
I have Eric Dickerson, 1984 Rams. We're actually pretty good on this one.
Yeah, I think so.
Not too bad. Number 4, I had Sean Alexander. Who'd you have?
It's kind of like the Arian Foster. And maybe you have this guy.
Actually, I just realized I have Arian Foster of 2010 in there twice. Oh. I also have him at number three.
This is
what
a guy,
the hell?
This is a guy I missed because...
Mine's a top nine list.
This guy is like Arian Foster.
Mm-hmm.
No one knew about him, but he came onto the scene. Priest Holmes.
Oh, Priest Holmes. I have at number two. 2003?
I have 2003 at number four.
Oh, number four?
Yep, go ahead.
I am at number two. Second consecutive year in which Holmes led the league in fantasy points with both 2002 and 2003. His first two seasons in Kansas City. In 2003, he recorded 2,110 all-purpose yards, which was a record until 2006. Priest Holmes, 2003.
Stud. Where did he go?
He got hurt.
Yeah.
Same with Jamal Charles. So that's who I have at number two. Who do you have at two?
I have Marshall Faulk at two, his 2000 season.
Okay. And then I have at number one, probably the same guy you do.
Yep. Easily. LT. Not Lawrence Taylor.
San Diego 2006. He led the NFL with 1,800 rushing yards and 500 receiving yards. 31 touchdowns, which was a record. He rushed for 100 yards or more 10 times in 2006 and scored multiple touchdowns in 10 games.
He was a stud.
Stud. Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer now, too.
Yeah. So I cheated. My top 10 list is only a top nine. I didn't realize I had Arian in there twice. How did I miss that?
I have.
Jesus.
That's not like you did.
No. Usually I'm right on these things. That's it for our top 10 list, which means it's time. You need a drink?
No, but we need a bell.
I didn't bring the bell. I'll go ding ding if you're right.
Okay.
But we need to get into the club first, see if there's a line or not. Okay? Here we go. We're in a club. I just got a Dr. Pepper. What'd you get?
Jack and Coke. Is there any other drink out there?
Didn't your mother-in-law get you Crown Royal? Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Why do we have to go there?
And why'd you go there?
All right. This week's Fantasy Girl, you can check her out on the website, mycffl.com. Mycffl.com. Last week, we had a surprise. Somebody actually introduced the show for us.
That's right.
I was hoping to have another one this week, but was not able to get one.
No takers this time?
No takers. Well, I never really asked.
Oh.
But this week, we're going with the GOAT's newest girlfriend, Kelly Rohrbach.
Ooh, okay.
She's an American actress born January 21st, 1990. And like I said, she's also the GOAT's newest girlfriend.
Is it official now?
I would assume so. Rohrbach attended Greenwich Academy in Greenwich, Connecticut. She played golf for Greenwich and earned an athletic scholarship to Georgetown University to play golf for the Georgetown Hoyas. She graduated from Georgetown in 2012 with a degree in theater and enrolled at the London Academy of Music and Dramatic Arts to pursue acting. Don't they all?
Oh, yeah.
She had some small roles in TV shows you may know, like Two and a Half Men and The New Normal. After working in Hollywood for 2 years, she began modeling. She first appeared in Gap's 2014 Christmas marketing campaign and for Old Navy denim in 2015. She was also named 2015 Rookie of the Year after appearing in Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. She's now cast as CJ Parker in the horrible film.
Have you seen it?
No, I just read a lot of reviews. Because I wanted to go see a movie yesterday after work because I only had a half a day.
Must be
There's
nice.
There's nothing on.
No.
So I saved some money.
You know what? Speaking of movies, you know what I watched again the other day?
What?
You and I watched together? Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Who played Harley Quinn?
Yeah. Shoot.
Can't remember.
If my daughter was here, she'd tell us.
She's listed as one of the hottest women.
So hot, we can't remember what her name is.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. Okay. We're talking about Kelly Rohrbach. Yeah. Sorry, Kelly. We're not giving you your fair time. She plays C.J. Parker right now in the horrible film Baywatch, playing right now in theaters near you. Kelly is deathly afraid of sharks, but then again, who isn't? She also cannot live without her Milano cookies from Pepperidge Farm.
Wow.
She's a blonde-haired, green-eyed beauty, stands 5'9". She weighs 132 pounds, or for our Canadian and European friends and listeners, 60 kilograms. She wears a size 4 dress, and her measurements are no bra size. Just
no bra size.
Go with the sizes.
This one, I think I'm going to hit.
Everything?
I'm feeling pretty good about this. I'm going to go bra. Because
you're not completely drunk.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I have just both. I just started. Okay.
If you want, I have both.
Okay. I'm going 35C.
I want you to just go with the regular size. You know where you're close. 32B.
Really? Oh, she's...
Yeah. Not huge. Oh. These aren't watermelons.
Well, I'm looking at pictures. It must be a push-up swimsuit then, because she's looking...
So let's go to a regular size there.
Okay. Well, didn't I say you said 32?
Well, that's her bra size. That's not her size.
Oh, then 35.
34. So that's a ding.
Ding.
Waist.
Ooh, wow. I feel numb.
No, I'm thrown off.
I'm gun shy a little bit here. 23.
25.
Really?
And hips.
Oh, 36.
36, ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
34, well, I mean, 25, 36.
Dave, look at this picture of her.
I have a whole bunch up here for you, but you're on your little phone.
You can totally see where the hip and the waist are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kelly Rohrbach, everyone, your fantasy girl of the week.
By the way, Margot Robbie. How do we forget that?
Oh, man. Yes. She was our fantasy girl. We can't use her again.
Oh, as much as I'd love to.
Kelly Rohrbach, our current fantasy girl of the week. Check her out on the website, mycffl.com. You got questions, comments, concerns, since this is the end of the show, something you didn't like, you want to make a different suggestion for a running back.
Or you want to comment on the Gisele Bündchen being in the kitchen
where she belongs.
That's right.
She ain't working anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Just make me a dinner. It's all the least you can do.
I think she still makes more money than Tom Brady. Yes, not
even
working.
Though she's not working.
Yeah.
CFFpodcast@hotmail.com, or you can get Dan at
Strap1971@yahoo.com.
And remember, it was at Strap1971@yahoo.com that actually made the comment about Gisele. So just remember that. Wasn't me.
Well, and don't forget.
Wasn't me.
The other guy agrees, too.
Until next time, when we'll be going over our top 10 list of wide receiver fantasy performances of all time, be good.
Bye-bye.